what happened today? Kind of where did we go today?
Okay, well, first of all, we rescinded the motion to approve the $103,000 from last Tuesday because we did not give an accurate 24-hour time frame because they amended the agenda. And the big discussion is why. Well, my vice talked to me last Thursday before the Tuesday meeting to pull it off the agenda. And so I pulled it off the agenda, and that's why I wanted to rescind that motion to be sure that we did things properly. So we rescinded the motion, and now we will have a special meeting on Thursday morning to approve the transfer of $103,000 plus a few dollars for the appropriation so they can get match money.
So it's a case where we're now going to be to make sure that all meetings are assessed, all timings, all notices. It's going to be Thursday morning that you guys will re-vote on this.
Right. There was a news media person called me last Tuesday after we made the vote, after the meeting agenda was amended, stating that, it wasn't a 24-hour notice. We honestly think that we probably could have done it because it's that semi-quasi thing called emergency. You can put things on if it's an emergency. However, because the vice chair had pulled it off the Thursday before, I wasn't sure that would classify as an emergency putting it back on. So in clarification, we will have a revote on the same agenda item that we voted on last Tuesday. But we're giving public notice of that.
Was there any discussion today? I mean, was there? I know that you and Rick had changed from the previous vote to voting yes this time. Was there any talk or discussion about where the board stands during maybe the workshop?
Well, first of all, the vote to rescind was 5-0. So we all agreed to rescind it and to do it right. And I personally believe, I haven't talked to Rick or I haven't talked to anybody else, but I think we've all made our decisions up. And if I were a betting person, and I'm not sure what kind of odds I'd be given, but I'd be willing to bet that probably the vote will be the same that it had last Tuesday. Nobody indicated to me that they were changing their vote. However, it is not on the agenda yet. And it's not up for discussion yet, but I have a feeling that it's going to go through.
Have you heard anything from your constituents about this during this last week or so?
I have only, five people have told me, oh, you've changed your mind. And I said, yes, I did. And they wanted to know why. And I said, well, I didn't vote for it for the first two times around, but this time around, there was such pleading in their voice that this is the last shot. I told my constituents, I can't believe that $100,000 from the county will save that hospital when the gentleman said that they were in debt over $300,000. But that being said, if $100,000 will save them, then more power to it. But again, I question that $100,000 will actually save a hospital that's in that much trouble. But I could be wrong. So that's why I've changed my vote. And my constituent says, well, sometimes you have to vote for your gut, even though you know what your constituents say. And I did. And I'm not planning on changing my vote at this point in my life anyway, or this point in the week.
Any other discussion on the hospital, or is it pretty much just we're going to be doing this officially on Thursday, we'll go from there?
The only really pointed discussion, Jason, there was a gentleman in the audience. I think he said his name was Mueller. He was from the hospital staff. He was really confused as to why we didn't put this on the agenda later on today. And I said, well, after talking to Mike Short many times, my decision was to clear up last week's before we even talk about moving forward. and he was a little confused about that. But again, I wanted to clear up any responsibility on our part that we might have violated the 24-hour notice. Once that was cleared up, then we can move forward. And after I reiterated it, I think he understood. But I think that's the only real concern out there, and it was just from a gentleman in the audience.
Will Mike have a resolution ready for Thursday morning?
Yes. As okay. a matter of fact, he was given a directive to put it in place. So actually, we should have it by Wednesday morning, hopefully by 8 o'clock, so we can put it out in the agenda. If it's not ready, then it'll be in the packets for Thursday morning.
Okay.